Good morning. This is Velma Hagar. And this morning, we're going to talk about anger and the effects that it has on us. Did you know that anger causes a myriad of health disorders? It gets a stronghold on you, and it has been proven that it puts your heart at risk. And studies have proven that there are 3 times more likely to have a stroke or a heart attack after you've expressed anger. It weakens your immune system. And if you have a lung issue and you never smoked, take a look at your stress and anger level, because anger causes inflammation in your body. And inflammation has been proven to cause all sorts of disorders, including lung function and lung impairment. I want you to try to Google the 2 words, health and anger. Put them together and Google them. You are going to be amazed at what anger will do to your body. Now, I do want to make clear that there are 2 kinds of anger. The anger that is of the devil, I call it, and it is of the devil, is selfish. It's unforgiving. It wants to get even. It just is horrible. It's just awful. It's vindictive, and it causes all kinds of problems in yourself and in others. And usually people say things like, I can't forgive them. I'm mad and I can't. And I want to use the word, it's not can't, it's won't. It's won't. Get that in your head. I don't care what anybody has ever done to you. I know some things are hideous, heinous. But you take it to God, and I guarantee you, He will ease the whole thing. It may not be immediate, but it will happen. Now, the other kind of anger I want to talk about, anger is not a sin, by the way. God says, be angry, but don't sin. So get that again. Be angry, but don't sin. So sometimes there is a righteous anger, a righteous indignation, I call it. You know, things like you see animals mistreated and you get mad. That's righteous anger. You see babies being aborted at full term and you get mad. That is righteous anger. You know, remember when Jesus was in the temple and he knocked over all the tables because they were in there selling things instead of preaching God's word? That was righteous anger. So make the difference. See the difference. Righteous anger is usually because of an injustice. It's usually rooted in some sort of an injustice that causes you to feel angry. And it is a forgiving anger. It's temporary. It's a very temporary anger. It's not one that you carry around. Now, let's say that you are mad, you are angry because they're aborting babies. Now, if you go out and kill somebody or you go out and shoot up an abortion clinic, then you've stepped out of the righteous anger and now you've gone into the perverted anger. So how you handle the anger is if it's not a sin or not. So anger will literally eat you alive. I have hammered the table on this one lately because I am so amazed at the anger that is going around in our country right now. Political anger. Good God, you guys. Fighting over, well, he's not my president. I mean, get lost. That is the stupidest thing. Cutting off your family and friends because they're on the other side of a political issue. Now that is stupid anger. Hey, that's a new one I coined. There is such a thing as stupid anger. And you guys are the first one to hear about it. I am coined this one. There is stupid anger. Good God. There are some things that are so absolutely ridiculous. Stop and think. Is this something that's going to help people? You know, being angry because animals are mistreated. That is totally all right. I can't stand it. I feel like I want to go up and shoot the person that's doing it. But is that the right thing to do? No, it is not. you get in and try to be an animal activist. Do something about it. That's what righteous anger gets things done. Perverted anger does stupid things. Boy, I could go on and on about this one, can't I? All right. Well, you guys have got the idea. And now I am going to close this down. And watch your anger. Be angry, but don't sin. And so until next time, this is Velma Hagar bidding you a blessed day. And buy my book, Hidden Treasures in Secret Places, on Amazon. You're going to love it. It has all of these little nuggets in it. All right. Ciao.